We share our stories, we share our joys and our sorrows together as a way of giving peace a chance. This is our time of sharing with one another. If you are on Zoom, we welcome hearing from you as part of our community, of how we can pray with and for one another. I am going to begin it this morning, though. I couldn't quite figure out a way to bring this into the sermon. And in some ways, I think maybe it belongs here in sharing for each of us to hold prayerfully. I don't know if you can see what this is, but up top it says in big letters, coffee sign up. It's a clipboard that has been sitting out back for weeks on end with very, very few names put in here. And I bring it to you both with some levity, but also that this is an act of saying, I will show up. I will be a part of the community that Meredith talked about. Many of us enjoy having a hot beverage afterwards as a way to enhance our conversation together, to enhance our time together. This is a radical act of hospitality, whether you sign up to set up or clean up. So I invite you to prayerfully consider if this might be a part of your Sunday morning every once in a while. Hold it with me. God, in your love, hear our prayer. I invite you to stand, wait for a microphone, let us know your name and how we can be community together.
I'm going to start. Carmen Groff. This is an update from Tim's brother and sister-in-law in Wisconsin. Their two youngest children were the ones that were involved in that school shooting a couple weeks ago. So this is his text from last night. Leo went grocery shopping today, and we are sitting down eating our first Groff home-cooked meal in several weeks. So that is really nice. We appreciated all the meals that were given to us, but Leah's cooking is the best. Kids seem to be doing well. Bella had another therapy session today. She's the one that actually had the injury. I started back to work this week, so getting back to normal there again. Monday night, there is a walkthrough at school just for the kids who were in the room and their parents. So that could be good and or hard. Appreciate prayers for that. Then Tuesday, a walkthrough with Silas. And back to school Friday. So starting to return to some sense of normalcy, but also recognizing that we will likely be experiencing various effects of all of it for quite some time. Met again as a family with the trauma counselor this week, and she was also very helpful as always. Thanks for checking in and for praying.
Thank you for that update. We hold Bella, Silas, their family, and the many families who have been struck by tragedy. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
I'm Gloria Horst Rosenberger. I like to hold up today Joyce and Marvin Hall. Joyce is in Indiana with her 100-year-old father, because today is the death anniversary of her mother. Marvin is going to Selma, Alabama, driving as we speak with Mennonite Disaster Service to work restoring houses, and he'll be there for a week.
Good to know what our community is up to near and far. We hold Joyce and Marvin. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
I'm Hope Brubaker, and I'm sorry to tell you that there's a complication for the donor of Riley's kidney has developed an infection in his incision area. He's on antibiotic treatment. It's been sort of hidden from us until now. Why? I'm not sure. He said, well, he just didn't want Riley knowing about it. That's how much they care about each other. So it's a prayer concern, and I certainly hope healing does come quickly for him.
We pray for his healing and for the love and bond between he and Riley. God, in your love.
Ruth, the gentleman. Trying again? Nope. Is it on? Okay, sorry. Okay, there we go. Now I can hear myself through the speakers. So this past week, I've been grateful. I was thinking about what Meredith said. We grew up in a similar kind of community, which is probably the best thing I think about that the church I grew up attending, because you always knew that there were safe adults, safe houses, children to play with. We lived within proximity of each other. And this week, we have been grateful for proximity, for community, because our sewer line appears to possibly be broken. They can't yet get a camera in there. So we have people coming out on Monday, snow permitting, to actually drain it and get a camera into it, because the first group gave up and told us to call Roto-Rooter. So that is my community tip. Call Roto-Rooter the first time it's the sewer line. And I had a lovely conversation with a man Saturday morning. He's in Florida. Bless. He was on vacation. But it was serious enough that that I got to speak to the owner. But we also have a shower that we can use next door because we have friends. We have 3 showers within walking distance that we could use. And we can't do laundry, we can't do dishwasher, and we can't shower at home, but we can do small amounts of water, so toilet, a little hand dishwashing, that kind of stuff. So we're trying to also be grateful we have heat, we have light, we have water into the house. We have gas for the heat. The gas line is right by the sewer line. It's been a complicated weekend. But yeah, I just feel very grateful we have access to everything we need. Would also appreciate your prayers as we figure out whether we're gonna replace the whole sewer line or if this is something much smaller, and we'll find out.
We hold you, Ruth and Micah, as you find your way forward in those unknowns, but grateful for the community that surrounds us. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
So I have this shirt on that says SOUP. It is Service Opportunities with Our Partners, which we are heading out Wednesday or Thursday, hasn't been decided, with our camper, heading to Tucson, Arizona to participate in this program. We'll be there for about 2.5 months, volunteering. It's something my brother has been doing for a while, and it's, as talking with him, it was something that I thought, you know, we can do this.
The opportunities for service in Tucson are wide-ranging. Most of them are human services types of things, food bank. There is some work with migrants.
Doug, hold it close.
Sorry. most of the services that require volunteers in Tucson are human services and things like food banks and some migrant services, things like picking fruit that is left after harvest, and then sorting that and providing it to people in need. We're not quite sure exactly what we're going to be doing, but that's, I think, part of the adventure, I guess, and partnering with groups out there. Honestly, I can't remember in the last 40 years or so that we've been away from church here for that long. And so it provides us an opportunity to meet new people that we don't know at Shalom Mennonite Fellowship, which is the church there. And there's a voluntary service unit there with 3 young people, and I think there are 4 couples or 5 couples that are about our age or older. And so yeah, we're looking forward to it. Not looking forward to the drive necessarily through weather. So we're going to try and dodge weather on the way out there, but looking forward to it. And we'll give you reports.
Yes. Asking for safe travels.
Yeah, we pray not only for safe travels, but that as you show up and serve, that you will find those spaces of Christ in your midst. Go with courage, go with love, go knowing that we cannot go where God is not. God, in your love, hear our prayer. Let's take a moment holding those around the world who suffer from violence, those in New Orleans, those in Gaza, in Sudan, in the many, many places that struggle with safety. And for those unnamed longings in our hearts. God, in your love, hear our prayer. Pray with me. God, you who came as a child, who was recognized as the hope for all people, may we see you, may we seek you, may we make space for you in our lives, welcoming the vulnerable, creating places where the Holy of Holies is alive and living through us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.